We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A fun couple days. Tweets and texts brought to you by Hauser. Home buyers trust Hauser's pressure-free salaried realtors, while home sellers save half the cost with their full-service listing agents. Check out Hauser's reviews. It's H-O-U-W-Z-E-R. Hauser, H-O-U-W-Z-E-R. Tweets and texts, Jack.
All right, so from the text line here, why does he have to be a rental? What do you guys think the Phillies can do to keep Machado beyond being a rental?
What, before free agency?
Yeah.
Give them,
like, what's your pitch?
$450 million?
I don't know if there's anything, because if you're willing to offer $450 in September, why aren't you offering $460 in November?
Right.
It's just the logistics of it. If you're willing to give them a crazy deal in September, that deal's not going down when the offseason comes.
So just wait and get even more, get the Yankees involved. Yeah. I mean, so it's going to end up being 10 years based on his age.
He's 26, yeah.
And they're going to want that.
The perfect age for a free agent, because you feel like he won't be 40 when he's done. Mid-30s still.
And 35 to 40?
10, 400?
Right? I mean, probably a little less, 380 maybe.
Be the biggest deal ever.
Yep, it's going to be the biggest deal ever. And you have to be willing to do it right now, which they may. The only thing I'm saying is that doesn't normally happen. You don't normally have a trade deadline trade for a pending free agent and they re-sign them to a contract extension. I guess it could, but not likely.
From at Greg Wesley on Twitter, finally some asses will be put back in the seats, and hello, meaningful fall baseball.
You're not kidding, man. Yeah, you'll get the guys that all three of us here, along with a lot of people listening, James Seltzer, Ike watches every game. We're watching every game.
Yep,
We're excited about it. It's about the P3s and the P4s. And my wife and my sister-in-law and the people that like the Phillies, they're not paying attention. Even if they're not paying attention, now they're more likely to go down because their friends are going down, because they have guys that are going down and everything.
There's something about more offense, too. People love offense. People love hitting, home runs.
Yes, they do.
This team's good, but they do it more in a death by paper cuts kind of way. Walks and pitching.
Launch angles, exit velo, FIP, whatever it is.
It's all good things.
All right.
I don't understand the launch angles.
What else you got, Jack?
In my best AI voice from at Johnny Westcoat, prospects, man. We're talking about prospects. Phillies are young. There is time to replace prospects with Machado. Phillies can be NL champs and maybe more.
Not Scott Kingery. Not Rhys Hoskins. We talking about prospects, man. Kyle Drabeck. Michael Taylor. John Singleton. We talking about prospects, man. Isn't it amazing they got Rui Halladay for nothing?
Nothing. Kyle Drabeck didn't even pitch in the majors. He pitched a couple games in the majors.
Now, they got R.A. Dickey for trading...
Noah Syndergaard.
See, that's the opposite of this. See, you know, sometimes those prospects become nothing, and then sometimes you trade a 38-year-old pitcher, and the other guy goes back as Syndergaard.
Yeah.
That's why you don't trade six, though.
Yep.
Because he might be that.
He might be.
From at PCAR157, let's see what McPhail had to give up in his Machado rental before you call him a magician.
Well, that's Joe Source that's calling him a magician.
The Orioles guy is actually that's the quote from him.
Right.
Someone within the Orioles is telling my buddy that Andy McPhail's a magician.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is, we don't know what the other offers are out there.
And we might not.
I would tend to side with you. You said this, that it's probably not as much as we think. A lot of people out there, on Twitter right now, it's about 50-50. People actually don't want to do the trade if it's four top 10 prospects.
I don't think it's going to be four.
If it's two, I bet that changes significantly.
Sure. Now, four might be if Britton's coming back, too. Then that's a different kind
I'm
of deal.
I'm in on that.
Well, that changes everything. That changes the bullpen, too.
It changes everything. You're right.
From Jeff McNee, Joe Giglio Sports is the face of the Phillies, team's biggest supporter and believer. He should be on their payroll.
How about that?
Well, he's the backup mascot. When the Fanatic's busy doing stuff, they just trot Joe G out.
I'm also the one saying don't trade all the prospects for Machado.
He is. Now, Joe's very, you know, he's a Gabe man. You've been behind, as am I, but you've been behind the team. You're very vocal. You get mad at me when I say trade Rhys Hoskins, whatever, for it.
You know? Crazy.
Rightfully so.
I was sitting on vacation waiting. My daughter was taking a nap. My daughter was taking a nap, so someone had to be back while she napped. Everyone was out at the beach.
You were at the beach. But right, that was my job, too. I didn't get to go to the beach till 3 o'clock.
I was the nap guy. Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm on Twitter. I'm just wasting time. And I'm like, this guy, I leave for a week. They're trading Hoskins away.
When I walked back into the office, and Jack had this look on his face, and he was like, what are you doing, man? He was so disappointed. He's like, what are you doing? You trading Hoskins?
It was a face of disappointment.
No, I know, but
it was equivalent to getting a text from your mom saying, I'm disappointed.
It was. But you know what it was? Jackie was like, you missed the big picture. The big picture is it doesn't matter what you trade to get a guy if you're gonna be able to extend them. That's what's lost on you. Give me a couple more.
From Rocco Frizzoli, when we're talking about what was Gabe Kapler doing this morning, he said rubbing coconut oil on his chest.
Oh, well, he might have done that before the gym.
That's a decent guess, too. Any day.
He was doing squats. Anything else?
From Joe Cornick, for anyone who wants to hold on to these prospects instead of giving them away for proven major league stud, I have three names for you: Felipe Amont, Tyson Gillies, and J.C. Ramirez.
Oh, the O Monster?
I miss him.
Well, that entire, you know, I guess that's where the Phillies balanced themselves out because they got nothing. They gave up nothing for Halladay, but they got nothing for Cliff Lee.
Remember that whole thing? The rationale was to replenish the farm system?
Right.
It's a joke.
Yeah, they get nobody.
I mean, they had great pitchers.
Well, actually, J.C. Ramirez, was he with the Angels?
Last year, he was in the rotation for a lot of the year.
He's a major league pitcher. But
it's funny, a lot of those guys have become big leaguers, just not anything special.
Tyson Gillies had coke drop out of his pocket in a cop car.
Didn't pan out the way they wanted.
And the O Monster just was a mental
awful
case. Well, thank you, Jack. And one last tweet here that I put out. I said, is Jack Fritz cheap for not having beef as a meal option? 74% say yes, including TK, Tom Kelly, who says, did you offer beef?
Hey, hold on. Your only two options were yes and yes.
Yeah, well, that's exactly.
So obviously.
73% say yes, the first yes.
Well, what do they get for the bottom yes?
All right, 100%.
Yes,
everyone says yes.
That's a really good opinion you have.
David Catherine says, are other meats being offered? Only acceptable reason would be if the couple is vegetarian or vegan and don't want to serve meat. Otherwise, come on, dude.
Am I a vegetarian?
Yes.
No, I'm not. It was salmon and chicken, and then Joe got vegetarian.
You're cheap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.